Hi there, Scott. Scott, thanks.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Holding. Hi. Hi, happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of how the service would work and answer any questions that you have. She does also want me to apply a reduced rate here. And I am looking right at your website. I like the look of it, very informative, kind of straight to the point. Of course, it gives people the opportunity to call you if they need bed bug treatment. You know, our job is just to make it easier for someone to find your website. Kind of a very young company. Not everyone knows the name of your business would be looking at
it. No one knows.
Well, you know, it is just, you know, a fact that, you know, traditional word of mouth is not yet that ongoing, reliable way to get you more business. But everyone who finds you on Google, and that becomes someone who can recommend you to someone else. And, of course, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go when we don't know who to call. So commercial or residential clients will find you. They will find your website. We do what's called off-page optimization, or most people just call it search engine optimization. It's all the content, all the directories, all the destinations that Google would want to see, that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search.
Yeah.
So like your website, it talks about your company, talks about your services, talks about your service area. And that way, you know, when someone does that type of search, Google will know that you would be able to provide those services and put you ahead of your competition. Now, because you are willing to travel, maybe even statewide, you know, certainly the greater Birmingham area.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's going to be not just the search engine optimization, there's going to be a social media campaign as well. We're going to run targeted ads on Facebook. So if anyone has done a search for someone who does bed bug treatment, if they've done it on Google or Bing, the next time they go on their Facebook page, in fact, the next several times, your website will be one of the things that people will see. You'll have pop-up ads targeting specifically that person. And of course, even if they've never done a search, but they are in your service area, your ads will run as part of someone's live stream. If they don't click on it, of course, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs like 20 or 22 cents per click. But there is a $100 ad budget for that. So that's about 400 clicks. Now, I am reducing the cost of the Platinum package. It's perfect for someone who does travel quite a ways for the right job. But instead of the $5.99, that's the normal cost of it. I mean, you are a young business. You're also a veteran, and thank you for your service, by the way. You would actually see a savings of a little over 50%. 50% off would save you $300 every month and bring the rate down to just $2.99. And that $2.99 would be all-inclusive, so you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that a couple of your competitors will be getting and chasing down. You'll simply get calls directly to you from someone who saw your website in the exact moment they were looking for someone who does bed bug remediation and treatment. So now, obviously, not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. You know, you won't be the only company that people see. But what that means is you're getting calls from someone who made an informed choice. They saw your website and they said, hey, this is my guy. By the time they start dialing your number, usually it's because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Is it just you doing all the work, or do you have a helper?
Right now, I have helpers available to me,
when
but until I really begin any kind of traction, you know, it, in one sense, it's hard work, and so I don't, I want to pay them fairly.
that's true. Well, I mean, you know, obviously it's designed to get your phone ringing. So you kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. You bring on the work or the help when you need it. And, you know, like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would be just that flat rate. Now, of course, you would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you would see exactly how much work you would be getting and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. We actually call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account, I mean, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. And a lot of business owners are increasing their advertising even just because it's a tax write-off. You know, at this time of the year, it's a good time. But for you, I mean, you know, getting your name out there, letting people know that you do provide these services, kind of, you know, expanding that network and especially the commercial clients that would find you. These are people that can recommend you to others when the time comes. So I think you would love it. I know, you know, being that it's month to month, we're definitely going to work hard and get your phone ringing early, keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Did you have any questions for me?
How does it compare to, I think it's going to be better, but it's the only other thing I know. What is a comparison to like the Angie's Leads or whatnot?
Yeah, I am familiar with Angie. Used to be Home Advisor. Now it's kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie. I think it's really Angie powered by Home Advisor because you do have a profile page on Home Advisor's platform. Now, that's a different service altogether. That's a lead-based service. Angie or Home Advisor, they are one of Google's biggest customers and historically have spent between $2 and $3 million every single month. That does cover the entire country and all the industries that they generate leads for, but they do make that money right back by kind of selling those leads and reselling them, kind of flip them to business owners and their competitors. So with that, you get a lead, and then you have to try and contact that potential customer. And then, of course, a couple of your competitors are reaching out to them. Sometimes, you know, one of your competitors or a couple of them get the lead like a day before you do, and maybe even by the time you try to call somebody, they're not even answering the phone anymore. And, of course, the downside is that you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. It is a well-made lead service, but their focus is quite different than ours. Their focus is actually to sell and send you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. Of course, they do hope you get work from them so you continue to use that service. It does not conflict at all with what we do, but a lot of our clients, I think most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them, and that's exactly what happens here. Customers just call you. And it is a flat rate, so something like Angie's is going to depend on how many leads you get. It also will depend on how much each lead costs, because you will tend to pay more if it looks on paper to be a bigger job. Now, you're not really any more likely to get that job, just more likely to pay more for the lead. But with us, like I said, big jobs or small jobs, commercial or residential, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, and again, with Angie's, you know, you get a lead, but your competitors get the same lead. With us, because we're Google partners, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Now, like I said, obviously, you won't be the only company on that first page. You would be the only company in your area that we would be working with, though. So, of course, it's all designed to get you more phone calls. We kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. And, of course, your success is our success. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years, so you would be in good hands with us. Now, and again, it's a completely different kind of product, you know, like with Angie's. You know, you get sent leads. With this, we create the content to get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, and of course, that's kind of the hardest part about any advertising, especially the lead system where you're getting a shared lead. You know, just getting somebody on the phone is a big deal. But with this, you get living, breathing human beings to call you specifically after they see your website. So it tends to be a much higher conversion rate than you would see with a lead-based service. And you also do reach more people. You know, not everyone uses Angie Leads, but pretty much everyone Google, right? If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, you know, and you'll be listed there too. And of course, with the social media campaign and the Facebook ads, it's a great way to reach out to more people. Now, like I said, it is month to month. It is that flat rate, and it'll never go up on you, you know? Okay. It would stay kind of grandfathered in at that reduced rate. Of course, it is, you know, for veteran-owned businesses like yours. And I've been with the company myself, like I said, for over 11 years. We have, in those 11 years, raised our prices 3 times. But I would tell you that even if we raise our prices in the future, your price would never go up. It stays kind of grandfathered in no matter how long you keep the service. Even if we raise our rates, it is that flat rate. And it's a lot easier to budget for. You know, like I said, it bills once a month for $299. There is a $99 setup fee, but I took a couple $100 off of that setup fee to get it down to $99, partly because you've already got a website, but also, you know, I know that Angie's is an expensive service and I want to make this affordable for you. Yeah, the Platinum package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. That's $898 if you add it up. And that's about what we spend on our end. Maybe a little bit less in this case because we wouldn't be building a website for you. But when I'm reducing that rate down to $299, just the one-time setup fee of $99, that doesn't cover our cost. If you can imagine you know, the content that we create and, of course, paying for the Facebook ads and everything like that, we would have to actually earn your business for a couple few months just for it to make sense for us. But like I said, your success is our success, and keeping you on board for the long term, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open. So again, a little different than Angie's. I know with the lead-based service, sometimes there's like an annual membership fee, or you plunk down a big chunk of change to kind of have a piggy bank worth of leads that they'll send out to you. Again, with us, you know, we're investing in your success as much as you are, and looking long term to keep your business and earn your business by getting your phone ringing and sending you those jobs. So there is a difference, but they're different enough that they don't conflict with each other. A lot of my clients do have a lead based service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, something like that. Most of my clients, though, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the leads. You know, they might cap them at a lower amount or keep them paused more often. Some of my clients actually do shut their lead service off altogether and just let us get their phone ringing. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on that first page, so you're certain to get phone calls. Especially if you're willing to travel quite a bit. I mean, I know that you have to travel quite a bit, for bed bugs. You do offer other services. You know, it's not to say that we couldn't get you found for some of those other things, but we know that your main focus is bed bugs, so that's what we're going to be promoting you for. And again, we'll be doing specific ads targeting bed bugs, targeting commercial clients, you know, and residential clients too. But what I would say is we don't draw a big circle around you, right? I mean, we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
Okay.
Obviously, we're going to be promoting your website and your phone number. Yeah. And most of the time, you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will either just be hitting that click-to-call or dialing your number.
Gotcha. You know, it didn't tell me what number, just where you... It's showing me that, you know, call the local number. Which of my phone numbers did you call? Because I have two of them.
Okay,
I never know which one is calling.
Interesting.
Which one is they calling me?
Okay. So the number that we're dialing, it's not the one that's on your website, but it is the 205-612-5712.
Yep, 5712. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
That
makes more sense to me than the other one.
Yeah, the website actually has an 833 number, 941-40.
Yeah, it's a 1-800 number. Right. I wasn't sure that in Florida, it would have been a big deal to not have a local number.
Right. Yeah.
Here in Alabama, they're a little bit different. It's just different here. I'm like, I probably need a 1-800 number to cover all of the areas of Alabama. So I advertise that one. Others, there are some that know this, the 205 number, but the one that I have for everybody to see is the 1-833 number.
Gotcha. So that's going to be the main number that we would be promoting for your business, though. But this one, the 5712 number, this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then obviously it comes up legacyheatremediation.com. That's the actual website domain. We'll be promoting that one. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We do talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Obviously, with your approval, we would want to promote you as a veteran-owned company. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I am required to do here, and this is because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Scott, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that we are, of course, going month-to-month. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Well, by the way, she said it to me. It caught me off guard. I was expecting a different call. Who are you all again?
Oh, yeah. Let me do this. Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I completely understand. So, I mean, we are not Google, right? If anyone does call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they're telling stories.
They're probably lying. Yeah.
I mean, Google will make these types of phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, the responsibility does fall to the Google partners. So we are a Google partner. We're Local Splash. Our website's localsplash.com. The link that I just sent out to you is an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text. It's to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you haven't already, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, you will be able to track your success, 24/7 access. One of the things that I didn't mention is that you can actually monitor and manage your reviews right from your tracking system. And again, since we're creating all the different destinations and directories that Google looks for, you will have reviews on multiple platforms. Whether those reviews originate on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews start out, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. I think that's a long time for really any company, you know, and it's certainly for a younger industry like search engine optimization. Nearly 20 years is a long time, putting businesses on the first page of the internet. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it's month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. And, you know, nobody counts us on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and I think you would see great success like our clients do. You'll see that blue tinted photo that says our process kind of outlines a few of the things that we do early on. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner, and we are Google partners. Right below that is the box that says Google Partner with the colorful Google G inside it. You can click anywhere on that box. It's not copy and paste it off of the internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. So if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time.
Cool.
So big or small, we always know what changes to implement. Make sure that you've got the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, because that's the name of the game, getting your company in front of more eyes. Now, right below that is where it says SEO packages. So if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, we're talking about the platinum package here, which would be perfect for you. You know, if you're saying, hey, I've got multiple crews and things like that, trying to conquer the whole world, I might say, hey, let's do the Platinum Premier or the Ideal Package. But for you, you know, kind of mostly you doing the work and getting help when necessary, I think that Platinum Package is perfect for you. Trying to make it affordable for you, but still cover your service area and ensure you get that steady stream of phone calls. It does have the Facebook or Meta ads on there. And while I did cut the cost of that package in half, from $5.99 to $2.99, the original $100 of Facebook ads was left untouched. So again, when they're 20 or 22 cents per click, $100 equates to about 400 clicks every month. So you're definitely going to see people reaching out to you. Now, it is that flat rate, like I said, that $5.99 was reduced down to $2.99, and the $2.99 setup fee I did reduce down to $99. So you actually save $500 in your first month. And every month, of course, after that, you are going to save the extra $300 because it would never go up to $5.99. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than that $2.99, of course, just the one-time setup fee attaching to only the first month. Now, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification before I would even ask you for any form of payment. And it does answer a lot of questions that you might still have. I could get that started, and if everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sending I have a finance guy, so I sent him what you just sent me. I sent it to him. I'm hoping he's seeing it while you and I are talking through. I like everything you say, but he's my guy that tells me yes or no. He's my accountant that he goes, am I in this position to be able to make that choice? Can I go ahead and move forward with this? Do I need to wait, whatnot? So I'm kind of waiting. I'm hoping he is seeing this because we had this conversation about SEO. We absolutely had. So everything you're talking, it's like you sat in on our conversation 2 days ago. But I just want to make sure that I'm not so much due diligence as much as, or maybe due diligence that financially, I'm in a position that I can continue to make those payments while I am still in the growth stage of building the business, I guess you could say.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I mean, obviously, you know, it has to be in the budget and...
Yeah.
But I mean, it is designed to pay for itself. You know, obviously, like I said, we're investing in your success, you know, to make sure that we keep your phone ringing. I mean, that's what it's all about is making sure that your phone is ringing. Now, is the info at legacyheat.us, is that a good email address for you?
No, for me personally, go to scotth@legacyheat.us.
Okay.
.us.
Okay.
Those are for the people that know the owner kind of thing.
Okay.
That's info is for everybody else.
I like it. So you said Scott.
The same person answers it, but.
No, I'm glad you've got kind of a filtering system so you know it's coming from somebody important. I'll accept that title. And Scott, that's.
Yeah.
C-O-T-T, the letter H like hotel, and then legacyheatremediation.com. So now...
No remediation. The email is legacyheat.us.
Oh, .us. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Now, you can leave the .com. I own that for the website. I own that one as well. We just were... trying to keep it short for people. So the one that I really have is legacyheat.us. You put that in and the website will come up there as well. So I'm not worried about the website, but when it comes to the email, definitely send it to there.
Okay, yeah, so I've got scotth@legacyheat.us. I mean, I am going to send you more information just so you can see that. And then are we waiting to hear back or, I mean...
But I hate to do that. Well, hold on. I have a message here. No, and it's not from him. It's from my wife.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't. Do you want me to call you back? Do you want to call me back?
Well,
I'm very intrigued. But I don't want to make a commitment bigger than what I can chew. But just on insurances and licensing alone, it took a heavy chunk. And I'm operating debt free so far.
Oh,
so
that's great. Brand new.
I would like to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. But now with what my insurance on a monthly basis to me is high. But I'm used to being a regular consumer, not a business consumer of these things.
Right.
And it's a lot higher when it comes to pest control.
Yeah.
And so I think of off the top of my head, but then I send it to him. I go, okay, where are we at? Is this good? Can I do this? And it not, I don't want to hurt the company and make it overwhelming that I'm working 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
8 days a week.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's designed to make you money. I mean, obviously it's an investment.
Yeah.
But we are talking, first page placement on Google and making sure that people see that website. I mean, you've already made the investment of getting that website up and going. This is going to put it in front of more people. And of course, it's going to, get you more phone calls and more jobs. So, I mean, it is month to month. It's month to month for a good reason. And of course, that means we have to make sure that you're getting those jobs and earning your business. You know, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too. I mean, if you end up getting more work than you can take on or you needed to go on vacation, you can, of course, pause the service seasonally. We don't charge you when it's on pause. So, of course, it is a service to be used only when you need it. And then, of course, we pause the billing too if everything's on pause. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads, because obviously the Facebook ads are coming out of the budget. But, we don't take anything down. But we just kind of stop updating and optimizing things, which would mean it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, but you'll keep on going, maybe even pick up speed for a little bit. But eventually, without us going in there and updating and optimizing things, you would slowly see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight. It would take at least a few months before it would even start to happen. But, I do want to let people know if it is going to be paused seasonally for more than 3 or 4 months or something like that, you may, for a brief time, slowly fall off that first page. But once we get everything back up and going and put in the updates and things like that, I mean, it's our job to keep you on that first page. I mean, it's month to month for a good reason. I mean, I don't know if it's something that, you wanted to commit to and try out for at least that first month. But like I said, you are saving $500 in that first month and $300 every month that you choose to keep the service. So we are investing in your success.
Right.
I wouldn't actually offer it to you at a cost below what it's going to take on our end to create and provide for you in that first month if I didn't already know that you would keep the service long term.
Right, right. When it does go to the, say, a conclusion, say I sell it or who knows, God forbid, and I stop it, do I lose all of where I'm at on Google when I don't have you, or does that still sustain itself?
Yeah, so that is a good question. So because we are Google partners, strict Google guidelines, if you stop using our service, we don't take anything down. We certainly wouldn't mark you as closed or anything crazy like that, like I've seen other people encounter when they're working with others. But with us, we just stop optimizing things. We don't, mark anything or take anything down. We just don't continue to update it or optimize it. So you would still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you have right now. The Google listing, the Bing listing, we set that up with you as the owner and us just having managerial access while you're a client of ours. So obviously if you stop using the service, you still maintain those listings. You have those listings and access to it. So I mean, it's just designed to meet the needs of your business, and as long as you're liking how it works, we just keep things going for you. I actually have clients that have been with me from almost the beginning, almost as long as I've been with the company. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So I definitely know that our service does work, and our clients do keep the service, which is one of the reasons I like coming to work. I know that I'm helping small businesses to grow and thrive in a digital age where most people go online looking for the service that they need.
Okay. He hasn't even read it yet.
Well, we are calling through the area. I know that Lulu is very efficient and she's very good at what she does. And usually when she makes a recommendation, the company does succeed. You know, she does her due diligence and she makes sure that they can handle more business, that, you know, and of course they have no bad reviews, but obviously, you know, you're providing the services that, that fit the category we're trying to fill. Now, like I said, I am required to read the voice verification before I would even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense and you wanted to move forward at the end, we could do that. And we could schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Okay. So let me go ahead and give me a second to get that set up here. Okay. So Scott, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Legacy Heat Remediation. Yes.
Oh, I think I might have been.
I hear you. It went really, really quiet. I said Legacy Heat Remediation, but
I heard that part. Yeah, I don't. That's why I was because I was asking you. It says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Oh, I didn't hear any of that. Like, even now, I feel like I am shouting to you across a warehouse. Like you went to whisper mode or something.
That's odd. Huh.
I barely hear you now.
I will have to have my my tech team take a look at my connection here. You're Scott, but Lulu never did get your last name.
It's Hewlett. It's Hewlett.
Okay. And you're the owner of the business, right?
Yes. Okay. That is correct. So, now, if people need to look at that, it'll say Jeffrey with a J and then a R-E-Y. But I go by my middle name.
Okay, so Scott is your middle name, actually.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then as the owner of Legacy Heat Remediation, Scott, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement, if you choose to do so, on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Scott, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can actually reach out and contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Scott, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now then, Mr. Hewlett, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we would ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we want to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we would ask that you would at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Scott, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out
Correct.
To the customer, so no one comes to you. There's not a
Correct.
Physical address. The website's got 2900 Highway 78 West. Is that a
Yes.
business? And then I saw on Angie's 82 Barnett Place.
That is our home.
That is
so that's where I have mail. We have in our building, there are six other businesses that are in
okay.
here. And mail just mixes up quite a bit.
Oh.
And so
okay.
I decided that I'd rather have the mail come to my home.
Okay.
Instead of that here at the office.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's okay. I mean, it's all pretty much, close to the, well, it's in your
yeah.
service area. You're traveling so far, it doesn't really matter, where Google has you physically located, and it's in Jasper anyway,
right.
so.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just going to say, Google does expect home service-based businesses to be run out of the truck, kind of run from the home. That's perfectly fine. Google wouldn't expect
okay.
you to have like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location or anything like
right.
that. And of course, Google wouldn't want to list your home address because they wouldn't want anyone knocking on your door any more than you would,
right.
especially since you're
yeah.
out in the field most days. So you will just be
yeah.
listed city and state, not even that
okay.
zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, we can
okay.
target anywhere in Alabama that you want to travel. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
So we do that NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along as far as online marketing, we would just like you to give us the heads up so we can make sure that everything is accurate. Now, with all of the reduction in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be charged today's date if you did decide to move forward, the 14th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and the further reduced amount of just $299. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, Scott, so it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is actually an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include
yeah.
content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and, of course, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is
okay.
a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which, of course, means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Hewlett, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Scott, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hewlett, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So being that it's month to month, you want to give it a shot, try it out, and let us get your phone ringing?
What would it charge today?
So let's see. So the $898, which would be the normal amount with the $599 and the $299 setup fee, I took $300 off of the subscription and $200 off of your setup fee. So you'd be looking at $398 would be the initial investment, and every month after that it would be exactly $299, and that $299 would never go up.
Okay.
Okay. So how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you, sir?
I will do the Visa.
The Visa. And is it your name on that business card, the business name, or both?
It has both. It has both.
And is it Jeffrey Scott?
And it has my name as, no, they have it as Scott Hewlett.
Okay. Just Scott Hewlett on the card. You said it was a Visa card. Scott, that should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards
yes,
do.
Yes, it does.
Mr. Hewlett, yep. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4765.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, 8610.
Okay.
0394.
Yes, sir.
3752.
And then the expiration month and year?
The expiration is 0927.
09 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
811.
811. So I've got 811, 811 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Scott, was the card itself 4765, 8610, 0394-3752.
Correct.
And does that bill at the 82 Barnett Place?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about
No, it bills to my, to the 2978 West.
Okay, and the zip code for that is 35501, right?
One, correct, yeah.
Perfect.
It's like 8 miles away. Like, right. I only live 8 miles from the office. Too bad I can't stay in the office.
Right. Yeah. No,
that would be great.
If your commute was just the 8 miles a day, you'd be all set. Yeah.
Man, it'd be beautiful.
It sure would. It sure would. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So that toll free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time, and of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day.
Okay.
The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Scott, you will receive the information by way of email as well. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. So everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call takes about 20, it's just basic knowledge off the top of your head. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes, would get to you towards the very beginning of the hour, get you off about a half an hour after that. And I could get you in as early as 11 o'clock. There's also a 12 or 1. And then this afternoon, we could do 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Would you want something sooner?
When you give me your time, are you talking your time or my time?
No, this is going to be central time. So we can do as early as this upcoming hour at 11 o'clock or as late as 5 o'clock central time.
No, I don't need it that late. How about go to Central Time? Am I on Central Time? What am I on? What is Alabama on?
You're in Alabama. That's Central.
Is it Central? Okay. I don't know the difference. I just know I'm an hour behind what I used to be when I was in Florida. I remember Mountain Time. Oh, yeah, I am Central Time because I remember Mountain Time when I was in the military, and then you guys are Pacific. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, so 1 o'clock would be perfect.
1 o'clock? Okay. So we're gonna schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. It's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have. I will try to keep my line open. I may be on a call already, but they'll call you no matter what. And let's see, so at noon you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 1, and in a second, so here I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just more for your records. It's going to be going to your email inbox. It's going to say local splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English, and then one other thing I did want to do here is just another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on your account here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Legacy Heat Remediation, even if it's you, Scott, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to kind of verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially about a week or so from now when your online presence has increased. Of course, we want customers to call you, but if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local splash, they would need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon.
Okay.
They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that within a minute or so, it would not be us. Just let them go. Don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, especially if anyone calls you saying you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. Just let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And, of course, it does clearly state that it only bills once a month and exactly the $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess we'll do where I was born.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
West Palm Beach.
Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I have three emails that I'm looking at. One had your name on it.
Yes.
And then there's one that says action needed. I haven't opened that one yet.
Okay.
But, so.
Yeah, our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. So sometimes they all get sent all at once. But the one that I did want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Local splash. Yes, I'm in it. I'm actually in it. I'm sorry. Because I see yours, I didn't realize the one that I was actually looking in.
That's okay.
It was that one.
So you see where it says, hello, Scott, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlink, so click on those two words, and then it's going to go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on that left-hand side. Now, you know, obviously your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll through it. Google's going to be our main focus, though, you know, and it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google, so we do want you to have those opportunities. We'll be mirroring the content on Bing as well, and then, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. Now, we are doing the Facebook ads for you. If you see that line across it, underneath it, it populates your mobile number in a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text message.
See that, I'm at that spot right now.
Okay, and the other one that you authorize, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. Yep. So click on that box. You see the longer box with the arrow pointing that says sign.
Yep.
Click inside that box and either type in your name or copy and paste it. If you're typing it in, the S.
You want the whole Jeffrey?
No.
Jeffrey, or do you want?
It actually needs to be an exact match of how it appears there. So Scott Hewlett, the S and the H are capitalized, but only those two letters, just of course the one space in between it. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got that exact match of your name, click on the confirm signature box. If you're on your phone, you may need to turn it sideways. For it to pop up high enough for you to actually click on it. But
no, I'm sitting at the computer. I'm doing it on that.
absolutely. I've had people on their phones. I can't quite click it. I can just barely see it. But every time. If they turn it sideways, it pops right up and they can click on it. But if you click on that confirm signature, it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce both the setup fee as well as the subscription. And of course, it will also allow us to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Scott, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when
that's
you do that. Okay, perfect. You can actually stop right there if you do try to log in. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system and our automated system.
Okay.
It's both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is true.
Right.
We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track.
Okay.
But you should receive confirmation once your tracking system is active. You can log in. Your login credentials are in the welcome email. We've made it easy for you to remember your username and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So you cannot change the username. It is the phone number, the 5712 number. 205 is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username
is... Oh, okay.
The username is just the numbers, 205-612-5712. Fab Leads is your default password, F-A-B-L-E-A-D-S, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password as soon as you have access to your tracking system, or maybe even before through your client dashboard. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. The other one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, everyone gets this, and it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but any photos you can send our way will help us expedite the process of making sure that Google recognizes you as an active business. And that's the whole point of this.
Okay.
I mean, Google wants to make sure that businesses on the first page will answer the phone, will provide the services listed when called, and things like that. So any photos of tools or equipment you can send our way, photo of your work vehicle,
I have them.
A photo of... if you have a business card, you know, obviously there's no real workplace since you don't have customers come to you, but usually when you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work, Google's fine with that being the photo for that particular one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, you can.
I have every license.
I bet, especially for you and what you do. So you can access that through your client dashboard. Just wanted to give you the heads up there. But you're all set and squared away. I am sending you that calendar invite. It is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when we call you at 1 o'clock. It certainly would be nice to say a quick hello to you. But either way, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that great looking website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing.
That would be great.
And of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Once again, I do want to thank you for your kindness and your patience and taking this phone call. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that. As you can imagine, I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that.
It's
always nice to speak with someone who is as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs, and you certainly have done that.
Yeah.
And once again, thank you for your service, Scott. You take care. We'll be calling you at 1 o'clock. I hope I'm on that phone call.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it. Oh, before I do let you go, you said it was Fab Leads.
Let me pull that back
for the password.
I believe that is the case.
And was it all lowercase? That was
the only other thing. Okay. It is all lowercase. FABLEADS. Fab Leads.
Okay, perfect.
You can see all of that on that welcome email as well.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem, Scott. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care, and we'll be talking to you at 1 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you. Sounds good. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.